Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So thankful that you're with me again today, and we're going to just get right to prayer today. We've got a great lesson. I want to get to that. So let's ask the Lord to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word, and there's some of these things, Lord, that are just so good, and I know today's lesson is so good for all of us, and I pray that you will just take these truths and bury them deep within our hearts and minds. Lord, open our eyes and ears that we may receive from you today. Be guided by your Holy Spirit in all truth and empowered to live according to that truth, especially in the verse today. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Forgetting and Reaching. Is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, and verse 13. Paul the Apostle told the Philippian church members that he knew he had not already attained or was already perfect, but he followed after Jesus Christ that he might apprehend that for which he was apprehended. In chapter 3 and verse 13 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul continues this idea of apprehending by sharing the manner in which he seeks this apprehension. He wrote, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." The verse begins, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." Let us notice once again the closeness that Paul has with the Philippians as he uses the term brethren to address them. And indeed, they were his family to Paul. He goes on to repeat the idea that he had not apprehended by declaring, "I count not myself," which means to reckon, compute, calculate, or count over. And this demonstrates once again Paul's humility concerning himself and his own words. The verse goes on to say, "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind." Paul declared that there was one thing that he did, forgetting those things which are behind. The word forgetting in this sense means neglecting, no longer caring for, forgotten, given over to oblivion, that is uncared for. And those things which are behind refer to the things of the past. The main step for Paul to apprehend that for which he was apprehended was to forget about, no longer care for, and neglect his past. Finally, the verse says, "and reaching forth unto those things which are before." In addition to forgetting his past, Paul knew he also needed to be reaching forth, which means to stretch out towards those things which are before, which means in front of or in the sight of, and refers to his future. Paul told the Philippians the one thing he would be concentrating upon would be to forget his past and look toward the future. Sometimes the past is difficult to forget. Times and seasons in our lives are branded upon our minds, and without a concentrated effort in prayer and appeal to the Lord for help, they remain in our thinking. Paul the Apostle had a very memorable past before and after he received Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord. The key for him was to not dwell upon his past, whether the things were good or bad back then. His focus needed to be forward. And if we can realize Paul's way, we may also be able to apprehend all the Lord has for us in our lives. May the Lord help us not to care so much for the things of the past that we forget to look forward to the future. Next time, Paul talks about what he press toward. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.